Corrections veteran Gene Palmer was arrested Wednesday night and charged with promoting prison contraband, a felony, two counts of tampering with physical evidence, both felonies, and one count of official misconduct, a misdemeanor. He was arraigned Wednesday night in Plattsburgh Town Court and was released after posting $25,000 bail. Palmer was expected to plead not guilty during a court session before Judge Kevin Patnode Thursday afternoon, but he did not appear at the brief proceeding. Clinton County District Attorney Andrew Wiley explained that it was agreed to delay further action on the case until Monday.
The defendant is retaining a new attorney. Mr. Brockway is still of record. His attorney, the court was notified, and I believe our office received a fax or an email. It's a firm out of Albany. Based on that, the defendant did not appear. So the case has been adjourned for control date only on Monday at 4 p.m. here, back here in the town of Plattsburgh. At that time, Mr. Palmer is to appear with either Mr. Dreyer or Mr. Brockway or the other attorney that he retains or by himself, but he's required to be here on Monday at 4 o'clock, and if he's not here, the court would take whatever action it deems appropriate at that time.
Defense attorney Andrew Brockway said he is a small-town lawyer with only one assistant and one paralegal and does not have the resources to deal with a high-profile case. He is withdrawing and handing the case over to Albany-based lawyers Dreyer and Boyajian, LLP.
I'm a solo practitioner. This is taking a lot of resources. I have one office assistant and one paralegal. This case is getting national attention. There are people parked outside of my house. There's people going to the office. We're just not equipped to deal with that. I look forward to helping my clients one at a time. It's not fair to Gene to stay on this case. I really believe in Mr. Palmer, and I think he needs a team of attorneys that have the resources that he is going to need to fight these charges. I look forward to assisting his new attorneys if I am asked, and I'm pulling for him. Mr. Palmer has continued to cooperate. I admire him. I consider him a friend, and I wish him nothing but the best.
In his statement to investigators, Palmer admitted that he provided items to Sweat and Matt. According to the transcript, he provided paint and paintbrushes, and within the past 8 months, he gave Sweat, quote, one 90-degree angled pair of needle-nose pliers and one flathead screwdriver 4 to 5 inches in length, unquote. Palmer also described passing frozen hamburger meat from prison tailor Joyce Mitchell, also facing charges, to Matt. Palmer also says he did not intentionally assist Sweat and Matt in their escape, stating, quote, Matt provided me with elaborate paintings and information on the illegal acts that inmates were committing within the facility. In turn, I provided him with benefits such as paint, paintbrushes, movement of inmates, hamburger meat, altering of electrical boxes in the catwalk area. The altering of the electrical boxes was to enhance their ability to cook in their cells, unquote. Again, District Attorney Wiley.
It may be the normal course of business that was occurring at the jail. It's improper. It violates the rules and procedures of the Department of Corrections. It violates the penal law of official misconduct. And so those are issues that we're going to deal with. If we need to clarify issues that exist in the jail, through the Inspector General's office, through the investigation that my office with the New York State Police is doing, we will continue to do that.
Friday morning, the Plattsburgh Press-Republican reported that Palmer, who was suspended with pay upon his arrest, has now had his $72,600 salary suspended. Calls to Dreyer and Boyajian were not returned in time for broadcast. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.